Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Findings from this week's UN report on climate change couldn't be more explicit, stressing that the effects of warming are being felt everywhere, fueling potential food shortages, natural disasters, even raising the risk of war. To which Americans respond? Well, for that, let's turn to Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
So, where does reaction fall along the ho-hum to holy cow spectrum?
Well, one of the fascinating aspects of public opinion in the environmental realm is the ho-hum response, to use your words, that Americans continue to give to most pollsters' interrogatories about global warming. Now, we just updated a measure that we've been tracking going back to 1989. How worried are you about each of the following environmental problems? And once again, global warming is dead last on the list. We actually use the wording climate change as well to test it. It's also next to dead last on the list. So we just don't see any signs that Americans at the personal level are worried about global warming. And actually, what's really interesting, Dave, 34% of Americans are worried a great deal or a fair amount about global warming today, as of our March survey. Go all the way back to May of 1989, that number was 35%. So although there have been ups and downs over the years, we, that is the American public, no more worried about global warming now than they were low those many years ago back in 1989.
How does that relate to concerns for other environmental factors, say water or air pollution?
We list a bunch of environmental concerns, and pollution of drinking water has 60% of Americans who worry about that. Even though most of us have access to good drinking water, it's still interesting that that has much more concern than global warming. Americans are also concerned about toxic waste, pollution of rivers, air pollution, loss of tropical rainforest. All of those actually come in above concern about global warming. So no matter how we ask about it or other pollsters ask about it, you just can't get any reading from the average American out there right now that they're extremely concerned about global warming despite all the warnings that we're receiving from these panels and scientists around the world.
Is it out of sight, out of mind, or do Americans not trust the source, in this case, the United Nations?
I think it's all of the above. I wrote a piece and I listed about 8 different reasons why Americans might not be concerned about global warming when a lot of people think they should be. One of the concerns is just what you mentioned. Most of us live our daily lives and don't see the immediate impact of global warming. So we say, yeah, don't worry about it now. Second is the economy is extremely important to people. And I think some Americans say, if I don't have a job or a place to sleep, I'm not that concerned about rising sea levels because that's down in the future. Some Americans are older and say this may be a problem, but it's certainly not going to affect me. We've also had like the Y2K scandal and the population bomb concerns. I say scandal, the concern about Y2K back at the year 2000, and those didn't turn out to be anything big. So Americans are a little cynical now. And finally, it is political, vastly political. You know, your political orientation is a big predictor of how worried you are, and conservatives have taken this issue on. And I think that's had an effect as well, because a lot of people to the right end of the spectrum simply are much more skeptical about global warming than others.
I understand Gallup recently measured, call it cynicism, skepticism, or trust regarding state government.
We did. We did a major, major poll in every state in the union. And one of the questions we asked was, how much trust do you have in your state government? 58% was the average for all Americans of trust in their state government. Most trust was in North Dakota. 77% of residents of North Dakota, where they're having a boom economically, trust their state government. By far, the lowest level of trust was in Illinois, where they've had a number of governors go to jail and what have you. Only 28% of residents of Illinois trust their state government. But Dave, locally, one of the issues is Pennsylvania's in the bottom 10. Only 46% of residents we interviewed in Pennsylvania through last December said they had a great deal or fair amount of trust in their state government. And again, that puts them in the bottom 10 of trust in state government for all the 50 states of the union.
New Jersey and Delaware in a similar straits?
No, they're above average. Delaware is at 61%, which is 3 points above average, and New Jersey's actually at 62%. Now, mind you, these interviews were conducted through the end of last year before some of the scandals that are swarming around the governor, Christie, Bridgegate, and so forth in New Jersey really came to light and were highly publicized. But at least as of the end of last year, New Jerseyans were above average in faith in their state government.
Is it fair to speculate that residents in states with higher trust levels are more trusting in general, or is it just toward government?
You know, that's an excellent question, Dave, and we can't tease that apart. It may be, as I mentioned, if you're in a high population state, in the Mid-Atlantic, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Maine, these are the kind of states where there's low trust in government, there may be a more deep-seated cynicism about a lot of things that spills over to state government. And people up in the upper Midwest and out in the West are more positive or trusting in general. I just don't know, but that may be part of the issue.
There are exceptions, and you do cite Illinois, but as I'm looking over this list, there's kind of an inverse relationship between trust and distance from Washington, D.C.
Well, you're absolutely right. Of the top 10 states, none of them are near Washington. In fact, as close as you get are Indiana and Iowa. The states that have the lowest level of trust tend to be, not all of them, but tend to be on the East Coast, Rhode Island, Maine, Pennsylvania, Maryland, North Carolina, Florida, all up and down the East Coast. So maybe the distance in miles from our nation's capital is a predictor of how much trust you have in your own personal state government.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.